is sweet. You are listening to Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice, and the music that we're listening to is from the new album by the local group Idle Time. The band is releasing their third studio album titled It's Not Time this Friday night at the Mardi Gras Ballroom in downtown Boise. The release party is a fundraiser for the World Center for Birds of Prey, and that might have something to do with one of the band members, Tate Mason, being the director of the World Center for Birds of Prey. And Tate is with us in studio along with Dave Daly with Idle Time. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Good to have you. So, Tate, I'm told you're a raptor biologist.
I am a raptor biologist.
And a musician. That's quite a combination.
A lot of us scientists that were out in the field studying birds for, at least for me, a better part of a decade, a lot of that time I had in the evenings to myself. And a lot of us have instruments out there in the field, and that's really where I kind of cut my teeth playing the banjo in particular.
And how long have you been with the center?
I've been with the World Center for Birds of Prey for about 6 years.
And how long has the band Idle Time been playing music?
Idle Time's been playing for longer than that. We formed in 2010 on the Oregon coast and then came to Boise in 2012 and kind of reformed with Dave Daly here and Ava Honey.
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you to gush a little bit about your fellow band members.
Sure.
Let's have some names.
Well, first of all, Beth Mason is my wife, and she is the guitar player and the bass player. She couldn't be here today, and Ava Honey, the guitar player, also could not be here. But Dave and I, with the fiddle banjo, we're able to be here today. So Dave Daly's been part of the music scene here since about 1974, is it, Dave?
About that, yes.
Dave, how long have you been playing overall?
Over 50 years.
50 years?
Yeah, fiddle for maybe 47 years.
Where does that come from? Is it in your genes? Did your folks do this?
No, it just came from the community around me. In college, there were a lot of people back in the Bay Area of California that played music and the kind of dance music that we play for square dancing and for contra dancing and so forth, it really struck a note with me.
I don't think I'm the first to tell you this, but there's a sweetness to your musicianship.
Thank you.
I agree, Dave.
Let's talk about the album, It's Not Time. It's Not Time. Where does that title come from?
Well, it's the title track of the album, and there is a song called It's Not Time, and Ava wrote the song. She may have had her own idea of where that song came from, but for me, especially in naming the album It's Not Time, we're raising kids, we have full-time jobs, Dave's retired, he's got to travel all over the world in retirement, and so there's never time to create a new album. It takes a lot of intense energy and effort to get that across the finish line. And so it seemed like it would never be time. And so we called the album It's Not Time.
Well, I spent some of my holiday listening to this album. So congratulations. There are covers of Bill Monroe music, the Carter Family. And for those folks who watched the PBS Ken Burns miniseries, goodness knows, boy, those roots couldn't be deeper in who we are as Americans. So tell me about choosing some of that music.
Well, Bill Monroe has been a writer of wonderful fiddle tunes.
He's the man.
He is the man. Yeah. I'll tell you what. It was surprised me that we actually have two Bill Monroe tracks on there, although the first Bill Monroe is a singing song. But again, it's just the kind of music that he wrote. And the square dance bands of the 30s and the 40s really make us want to play this kind of wonderful social music where people get out and dance. And interesting, we were playing for a fourth grade class recently, and the kids do not want to touch each other because they're not used to touching each other. And in square dancing and contra dancing and in folk dancing, you touch everyone in the group and you hook arms with everyone and you swing people. And so it's just a real draw for families and people who want to enjoy music with their whole family.
He's Dave Daly. We've got Tate Mason here, and we're going to ask you to play a little music. So, gentlemen, if you can get your instruments here, we're speaking with Dave Daly. Tate Mason, by the way, with the band Idle Time, is also the director of the World Center for Birds of Prey. Idle Time is releasing its new album this Friday at the Mardi Gras Ballroom to raise funds for the World Center. Gentlemen, like to play a little music for us live in studio? Let's give this a try. ¶¶ Wow. Well, that was as lovely as sweet tea in August. Gentlemen, wow. Let's talk a little bit about your big party on Friday, your release party. This is not just a jam session. You have some special guests.
We do.
I heard a couple of live owls, Oliver and Winston.
So to me, this is such a great time for the art and the environment to really get together and support one another. So the World Center for Birds of Prey, the headquarters of the Peregrine Fund, we do conservation on a global scale. Also locally, especially if you consider education to be conservation and inspiring people to care, especially the next generation to care about the environment is a really important and noble task. And so when we thought of the idea of combining this release as a benefit for the World Center for Birds of Prey, a way to really combine the arts and the environment, that's what this is all about on Friday.
And tell us about your special guests.
So, yep, it's after dark. And so with the event starting at 7 o'clock, all the falcons and the hawks are already in bed. And so it was kind of natural. I also studied owls in graduate school here at Boise State. And so I am actually an owl biologist. And so it really worked out well to bring the owls to this program and talk about the importance of owls. Owls live in our communities. They are so important for rodent control. They also bring just a little bit of wildness close to our house, you know, that or our communities and that those the mystic predator of the night. And so anyway, we'll have the owls there. In particular, there'll be a Verroes eagle owl named Oliver, who's a kind of a community favorite around here. And I believe there'll be a couple screech owls there as well.
And Dave, you were talking about the magic of touch, especially with a loved one. And I'm guessing there'll be some square dancing.
There will be dancing throughout the evening.
Nice.
We're going to sprinkle in dances before, after, and during the various bands that are playing.
Although I will point out that the owl presentation is going to start at the beginning, before the dances, and it's going to be great for all ages. So for kids and stuff like that to come out, we encourage you to get there around 6:30. We're going to start that program right at 7, and then the music will probably start by 7:45, and then we'll be into the dances and that sort of thing. But the bird presentation will be at the beginning.
And what's next for Idle Time?
Well, we're going to play around. We're going to play with this album a whole bunch, and we're going to go out into the community. We're hopefully going to go on a little West Coast jaunt up to Seattle and Portland as well, and get out and play as much as we can.
Can I ask you to play a few notes while I talk us out of this
happy to do it.
Segment? Gentlemen, thanks so very much.
Helen Grace?
Oh, sure, yeah.
We've been talking with Tate Mason, director of the World Center for Birds of Prey and part of the band Idle Time, and Dave Daly. Their release party and fundraiser is Friday night. Up next, we tell you about a special holiday home tour. I'm George Prentice, and this is Idaho Matters.